Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet. Darren is not available right at this minute. We're waiting for him to call in, so we're going to go ahead and play one of our songs from one of our guests that we've had from the past, Diane Arkenstone. She's one of those new age, very phenomenal musical artists that is very talented. And I am Kevin Baird. I am the co-producer, discoverer, you know, like between me and Daniel Michael, we came up with Main Street Universe, which is a network of shows of people who are helping other people, and that we're talking and they are talking about what we're doing now that we're living life beyond the corporate cube and living life on the Main Street Universe. So let's go, and I'm going to bring up Ocean of Stars by Diane Arkenstone, and hopefully here shortly we'll have Darren on. All right? Hang on, and we'll be right back. Caller 619, area code 619. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you? Who's this?
That is Steve.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good. Do you have any show tonight?
I'm hoping so. We're waiting for Darren to call in, and also our you know, chief producer Daniel Michael. I'm not sure what happened. You know, we got storms and everything happening, so I don't know if they've had electrical issues or whatever, but
it
I
might
was
be.
Playing one of... Go ahead.
I said that might be. You never know.
Yeah. Just crazy storms happening right now.
What state is this? Louisiana?
No, it's Virginia and Illinois, really. And also Louisiana, yeah, Louisiana, too. That's where Darren
is. That's where Darren is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that they got, you've heard about, they've had the caskets that have been coming up out of the ground down there.
What?
Yeah.
Louisiana?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like the Poltergeist thing. Remember the Poltergeist movie?
No, I never saw that one, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, the Poltergeist movie, it's a very crazy Spielberg, you know, crossing the, you know, the boundaries of, like, what freaks people out kind of stuff, where they did one of those shows or a movie where these people moved into a neighborhood where it was the perfect neighborhood until it started raining. And then it started raining and raining and raining, and then all of a sudden all these coffins and caskets started coming up through the swimming pools and the backyards and the hallways and the house and everything. They moved the tombstones, but they never moved the caskets.
You said they never what?
They never moved the caskets.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. So it's almost like a deja vu there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Darren is, and that they're making the headlines with having caskets, you know, floating into people's backyards, that kind of stuff. So
and that's happening in Louisiana?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just happened to be in the neighborhood, and I was trying to dial in and see, you know, how Darren and Daniel Michael are doing, and I'm seeing that they're having some problems getting connected, so I don't know if it's the technical difficulty that's associated with the places down south or up you know, in the east, because I know the storms were happening there, and we just had crazy storms happening here where we had like quarter-sized hail coming down here. So it's been a very eventful winter or weather spring, really. How about you? What's
now,
going
you
on where you are?
Now, you obviously are connected with the show, right?
I am. I am one of the chief producers.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I'm sort of like a silent partner, if you will.
There you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just thought I'd bring you on and see if you had any questions or do an update, or hopefully you were Darren or Daniel Michael.
Am I on the air?
You are.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
Yeah. But anyway, if there's nothing I can help you with, I'll go ahead and let you go. And I was playing
Well, are you a reader?
I am.
Well, I didn't know that. Yeah, can I get a reading? A general reading?
Sure. Sure, absolutely. What were you looking for?
Just whatever. Usually I just ask whatever I feel I need to know, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, absolutely. Well, I don't know if you know, I'm Kevin Baird, and I'm a professional psychic medium, just like Darren himself, too, and that Darren and I have worked in the same shops and stores back in D.C. back in the day, and I've designed my own images.
Yes, you gave me a reading once, I think, and with cards? Was it with cards?
Yeah. So, what, like,
I'm sorry, do you use cards?
I do. I've designed my own cards.
I think you gave me a reading once.
Yeah.
It was on a
in person or over the radio?
A Friday or radio. Was it on is your show on a Friday or Thursday?
It's on a Friday, yeah.
Yeah, I think you did read for me once. Yeah, I was very impressed. It was back in either January or February.
Okay. Okay, well, I read with the images that I've created myself, and I read in what I refer to, and Daniel knows, as companion groups. And I'm looking at two cards right now for you. The first one I'm looking at is the card that's titled Time to Move, and it's associated with the time 8-11. And it talks about where you're in a situation right now to where the foundation of the structure and place in your life is a little weak or not really strong, and that maybe it's time to consider going and doing something else. Have you had something that's sort of fallen apart recently, or that you feel like it's just not giving you the return that you were looking to have happen? And
yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the Time to Move card, and it's associated with the time 8-11 that you can go and look at it later if you want to over at my website, templeofgaia.com. But it shows somebody who is sort of like dancing on the top of a roof of a building that has sort of split in half because of an earthquake that sort of like split the building in half. And if you look at the foundation, it's sort of cracked down to like it disappears out of the frame, really. So this is an image that really talks about this structure or this place that had such a fortitude that probably supported hundreds if not thousands of peoples in their way of life, and that maybe it's time to start doing something new or to, like, you know, take the chill pill and go somewhere else and get away from this crazy kind of just mixed up, a not fixable situation. And then the second card that comes in talks about a group or organization. And I'm looking at the tribes card, and it's associated with the time 115. And it's saying that there's a group or organization that has stuff going on that they would really like to pull you into and have you start contributing and helping them with what's going on for them. So on one side, we got this world that's sort of like cracked from the foundation and done, and that's really the message that you can be done with it and move on to the next thing and say yes to the opportunities of this other group or organization coming in and saying, hey, come check out our stuff. We got a great stuff happening. You might enjoy it, or come check us out, that kind of thing. So, sure, on one side, things are ending, but know that on the other side, things are going to be beginning for you also.
Sounds wonderful, but the opportunity that you're talking about, I don't feel like it's presented itself yet, so, you know, I'm
yeah, I read for like the next 90 seconds out to like 90 days out to like 2 weeks ago. So you could potentially hear about this by Monday or tomorrow, right? What are we? We're on Sunday right now. Every day is a Saturday for me. So for the workings that are out there who do the 9 to 5 and, you know, Monday through Friday kind of stuff, I think tomorrow is Monday. Let me check the calendar just real quick. Yeah, today's Sunday. So, yeah, you could hear about it as early as tomorrow.
Okay.
And that would be your permission card to walk away from that just crazy, hey, it's going to be okay, we're going to get this thing patched kind of world to like, no, you're not, and I'm done with you guys. I'm going to this new world and be ready to connect with them. So be ready to walk away from the old place when the new opportunities come in and say, hey, yeah, come join us. We're going to run with this. We don't know exactly everything that we're going to be doing, but we got successes that are happening and that we know that by bringing you on that we're going to have more too. So as long as you got that jazz, that charisma, that ambition that says, yeah, I can add to the team and the energy and make stuff happen too, you're going to find it being a very crazy and productive world also.
Beautiful, Kevin. Thank you. I'll definitely check out because what you said as far as your website and what those numbers mean.
Yeah, so the first one was 811, and that one's facing you. And then the tribes card associated with the time 115, and that one's facing away. So that talks about the people, situations, and things happening around you that are going to be coming in to say, hey, hi, hello, how are you? Come join us. We got this good stuff coming on, and that we think you can be a part and be happy with it, too.
One more time, if you could give me those numbers. I didn't have anything to write with it.
811? Yeah, sure. No problem. You can just listen back to it in an archive, but it's the tribes card, and it's associated with the time 115, and then the other one is 811. So 811 is facing you, and 115 is facing away. I only have two positions that cards can be laid out according to my deck.
Okay.
Yeah. And what was your name again?
It's Steve.
Steve, that's right. All right, Steve. Well, thanks for calling.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And we're waiting for Darren or Daniel Michael to call in. All right?
Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. welcome to Spiritual Insight. We're waiting for Darren to call in. Who's calling?
Name's Lori. I didn't know if you were doing readings tonight or if you were just talking or I was just going to listen on the phone. Though.
Yeah, we're sort of waiting for Darren to call in tonight.
Oh.
I'm like one of the co-producers of Main Street Universe. I'm Kevin Baird, and I do a show on Fridays, but
I wasn't
able to do a show this Friday because I've had a close friend get in a car accident and that she's in the hospital having reconstructive surgery of her face. It just was a horrible situation. So, But she's in recovery, but they're not going to let her look in the mirror probably for like a month or something. She's all bandaged up, and all you can see are her eyes and the hole where her mouth is that they're giving her a feeding tube. It's very crazy. So.
Oh, wow. I saw something on YouTube, like, where this kid dove off this really high thing and slit his face open. It was really awful.
Crazy times right now. I do do readings, sort of waiting for Darren to call in. I can give you, like, a quick info thing if you're interested while we're waiting for him to call in, or you can call back next week or something.
I was like readings.
Okay, well, what was it that you were looking for?
Well, I'm wondering if that this woman attorney is still going to help me, even though I'm missing some things from my house, you know, so I made a police report and, you know, and it's, you know, making me think every time I misplace something, I think someone's been in my house now and it's really, you know, it bothers me a lot and, you know, and, but the thing I misplaced today I found, but I still haven't found my one pendulum, the brass one, and then like some art pictures disappeared. And
well, I'm sensing that you, like, there's a sun connection around you, like are you missing your son, or is your son missing, or?
Yeah, I'm missing my son. I'm missing my son. He's not talking to me. Because his father, you know, they made me look so bad. And
wow. Well, I'm getting, like, strong messages about that. Like, is he still in the living?
Yes.
Well, I have to tell you, like, I don't know who you are or whatever, but I was getting from my guides and, you know, my spiritual sources is that your son is a very significant individual on the planet. And that he's growing as a part of his association or disassociation with his family, friends, and colleagues. So work to your best of your ability to, you know, make it work, you know, to the best that it can be. But don't press him too much because it looks like he's going to be a significant individual. Is he into science or chemistry or what's he doing?
I'm not sure what he's doing.
The self-discoverer person.
I'm not sure what he's doing. He was in the Navy for a while.
Okay. Interesting. It might be that he's going to, you know, come into some discoveries as a part of his career or abilities there. But
Yeah, he's really smart.
I was getting strong sun messages for you about that. So it looks like it could be that you are meant to be his mother. And that you are to be the best that you can be. And when he's not available, know that, you know, it's a hard lesson for him as well as you, but the two of you will be better in the long run for it.
Will he talk to me again? I mean, will we have a relationship?
Absolutely.
We will.
Is he in his early 20s or late teens?
27.
27. Perfect time, really, because he's at was it the Saturn return? I don't know if you know about that. If you can Google that later or something. The first Saturn return is where people start really getting the clues about where and what their responsibility in life is and what they thought they were was all the be-all, big shot kind of stuff isn't what it was. So I would say, you know, once he hits like between 27 and like 31, 32, that he'll start getting some better clarity. So he might go through the hating stage to where he's not very comfortable with you and starts, you know, listing all the things that he hated that you did, But then as he gets older, he'll be so thankful that you did not dismiss him and still are a part of his life. Yeah.
You think it'll, I mean, how do you think it'll go? Like,
it will get better. It's really bad right now because he's going through a cleansing. Once he purges all that and clears his conscience and really sees what an idiot he was in the first 25 years of his life, he will gain clarity and that you will be happier as a mom for it.
Oh, wow.
Promise. That's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I really miss him so much. Well, that's awesome that you, for that message. Thank you so
now,
much.
Now, is he with a woman right now? Does he have a girlfriend, wife?
Yes.
Well, you have to know the rule is, the rule of thumb is, when your daughter marries, you gain a son, and when your son marries, you lose a son.
Yeah,
so,
you told me that before.
I told you that, or someone else
did?
Yeah. So, hang in there.
Okay.
Hey, I did not really remember you at all, but my people were reminding me to tell you, I guess, the same story. I apologize if I'm parroting myself or something. But
that's all right. I don't mind hearing about anything about my son. I'll hear it over and over. Yeah. Well, that's
interesting. Yeah, you'll be fine, I promise.
Okay.
Was your name, was it like Dory or something?
Yeah, my name's Lori.
Lori, that's it. Okay, I knew that because I know it had it had some kind of like story name or something. I remember it sounding like Story or something. I'm sorry that I didn't get it right. I apologize for that.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, it's amazing that you remembered it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
so
much.
So happy Sunday. Monday's going to be a better day, I promise. Go have a Starbucks.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So is there anything I'll help you with?
Pardon?
Anything else I can help you with?
Well, do you think I'll find my brass pendulum?
No, that's gone for good.
Oh, my God, I lost it.
Yeah, it looks like that it got caught, like you left it in a taxi or something. I'm being shown that it got caught or left in some vehicle somewhere or something. Did you sell a car recently?
When I was driving in my car, sometimes I would take it out and ask it a question. So maybe I dropped it or something.
It could be that it's at the 7-Eleven. Are you in the D.C. area?
No, I'm in Washington State.
Okay, so you're up over by Seattle and that area kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So the thing is when we lose things, it's for a reason. It's that we've graduated from them and that we're supposed to move on to the next ability or device.
And then, do you know what happened to my pictures, my art pictures? Like, I had these three pictures that were kind of similar. There were these winter scenes, and one of them disappeared, and that's when I started having problems. I was wondering if someone was in my apartment taking things.
No, that means, you know, the universe is working with you and letting you know that the cold season is no longer around you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a message. It's not that there's some kind of conspiracy or anything like that. The universe is letting you know that it's going to be warmer and happier, more content times for you.
My one Chagall poster print with the goat on this roof, that one disappeared.
Do you speak another language?
No, I try to learn Spanish sometimes. I try to listen to Spanish.
How about Middle Eastern? Do you have any Middle Eastern friends, or do you?
I had some
Is there
Middle
any
Eastern.
Kind of connection with that?
Yeah, a long
Middle
time
East.
Ago I had. A long time
you know,
ago.
Like, what is it? Pashto and Farsi, Pashto.
Babak Vazada. But he had
and
a girlfriend.
Where's that coming? What is that?
Iranian.
Okay, and who is that? Is that somebody you know?
It was an old boyfriend in college.
Well, I have to tell
then,
you that you have a past life that's connected to the Middle East.
Oh.
In the Turkey area. What's your Turkey connection for you? Not Thanksgiving-wise, but the country.
I don't know. But there's this guy that sells used cars. His name is Mehrab.
Mm-hmm.
Mehrab.
Right. And how? When did you last talk to him?
At that last apartment I lived in before I had to escape from there.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were able to get away safely.
Yeah, well, barely.
Now, were you working for a company that put you in that place, or?
No, I.
Social thing.
I ran out of time with the Section 8, you know, like I wanted to get out of public housing and then I got sick and I had pneumonia and they tell me, well, I guess you're going to lose your voucher, and I'm like, no way, and then I kept looking and looking and couldn't find any place, and then I hurt my back, and so I just took that dumpy apartment, and then
Now, how old were you when you got the pneumonia?
Oh, I've been having pneumonia since I was young, but that was like a couple years ago that I had the pneumonia. And then I
Well, you
had
know
pneumonia.
Why you have pneumonia? It's because
why?
You drowned back in like 17, the time that I'm getting is like 17, like 46, somewhere in Pennsylvania, you had drowned. And that you died coughing, and that's why your lungs have such a problem.
Oh.
You brought that with you. Now, do you have any scars, birthmarks on your face, like on your left cheek or right cheek?
Well, my cat just scratched me on my right lip the other day.
Okay.
And then I have a big scar where I had to get lung surgery because I had an extra pocket of lung, and it got filled with
nothing
pneumonia.
On like your right, like under your jawline. There's no mole or birthmark or anything that's right there. You can look
so.
Later. You can't think
yeah.
of it right away. But that's what I'm getting for you is that you had probably passed in a past life. By drowning, and that's why you have the lung issue that you brought with you into this life.
Huh. So
it's not anything probably that any doctors can fix. Know that you survived and are back again to kick the ass of the world to make it be a better place for you this time than what it was last time. Yeah.
What do you think about my friend Dave? He just found out that his cancer is in stage 4 now, and it's in his bones and stuff. And
wow, bless his heart.
Yeah.
What do I think about, or how can I help him, or what is it that you're looking for on that?
Like, I don't know. Like, do you think I should go down there and help him out, or like?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Like his place, like he really lives, like he's really a slob, and his place is really dirty. And
well, it looks like that he won't make it past October, but you don't have to tell him that.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
He thinks he has 5 years.
Well, my sources are saying somewhere around the first or second week of October. But you don't have to say anything. Like this.
Okay,
is
yeah,
psychic,
I won't.
Right?
Yeah, I won't say anything.
Yeah, it's a psychic thing, and it's for entertainment purposes only. And if the NSA is listening right? It's like, I'm not a doctor. I'm just getting what I'm
right.
getting. Kind of.
Yeah, but I can, like, I'll know. I'll have an idea, and then,
yeah, so
you know,
I would say suck it up, and you can't care about how dirty his place is.
Okay.
Because you have to enjoy the time that you have left with him.
Okay.
But I'm seeing definitely October, like October 10th, they're telling me.
Oh, wow. Right before my birthday. My birthday is October 14. Oh, my
yeah.
God. So, do you think he's going to die at home or in the hospital?
It looks like it would be, from what I'm seeing, at home.
Oh, my God. Well, that's good to know. All right. Yeah. Okay.
So, how long has he had it?
Well, he found out about over a year ago, but I don't think he was really thinking he was going to die anytime soon. And he thinks he has, like, another 5 years.
Stage 4, and that's bone cancer?
Well, prostate cancer, but it's in his bones now.
Okay.
So he's just taking Vicodin now, and he's thinking he needs to step up on his pain medications.
I would say, but you can't tell him anything, because we're not doctors,
right.
So
right.
whatever the
right.
doctors say is what the rule is.
Right. And it's better that he thinks he has 5 years, probably. You know?
Is he a writer? Is he an artist? What does he create? What does he make?
He is a DJ, he does DJ and audio video stuff.
Right,
and
got that.
Takes wedding pictures and, does
mm-hmm.
weddings. They're a DJ music.
Birthday is?
They're, pardon?
Do you know what his birthday is?
I think it's December.
18th or something?
Huh?
December
18th? I think it was more like Christmas, like right
okay.
around Christmas. Yeah, he's a Sagittarius, and he's
okay.
like 50.
Wow, well, bless his heart, all that stuff that he's got going on.
Yeah. Yeah. He found out after it was already out of the box, you know.
Yeah,
like he didn't
amazing.
Go to the doctor in time.
Well, the thing is that we're here for a time, a season, or a reason that we have to make the best of the time that we have left, whether you got 50 years left or 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got a lot of health problems, mice, too. But,
Well, bless
you
your heart.
Yeah, but at least I'm not diagnosed with that. But, yeah. Yeah, well, I guess I'll, you know, like if he wants me to go down there and, you know, be
you
supportive.
You should go and, like, take balloons or something or take, like, you know, like a super soaker and go to the beach or something. Where is he at?
Woodinville, Washington.
Yeah, in Washington State, I guess.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were there?
Oh, like over a couple years ago, I think.
Is that far from you?
It's probably like about an hour drive. Or hour and a half drive. It's on the same highway, though, Highway 9.
And how far is that from the coast?
I don't know, actually.
I know that Bill Gates has his headquarters up there somewhere. Like, isn't it like Redmond, Washington, or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably
is that near where he is? I don't know much about Washington State.
Yeah, that's probably about another hour drive.
Is he like a fishing person or a camping or a hiking person?
No.
None of that?
All we ever used to do is go to garage sales.
DJ guy.
Yeah.
No girlfriend or anything like that?
Not that I know of, but then I hadn't heard from him for quite a while, and then he responded to this, to me on Facebook, to this message I left him over a year ago. So
wow.
I gave him a call. Yeah, and then I noticed on his page that he was just made a friend, like the same day that he called me, he made a friend with some lady in Russian, some Russian woman. So it kind of irritated me.
Oh, don't worry about that. Everybody gets those friend invitations. I get those daily also.
Oh,
yeah.
And
I ignore them.
Oh.
Everybody's looking for a friend.
Oh.
But I only like to be, I only like to friend with people who are already have friends of mine. You know, it's like, oh, you joined Facebook 4 hours ago and I'm supposed to friend you? No.
Yeah. Yeah, or someone that has totally political views.
It could be
that
he just wants companionship. He wants to know that somebody wants to talk to him and cares.
Yeah.
Lucky you. You get to have and carry that.
Well, yeah, I want to, you know, I want him to have someone, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, pray for us in the time and after our death.
Yeah.
Like, you might be Catholic, like, Hail Mary, full of grace. Pray for us now. In the time of our death. Pray for us sinners.
Yeah. Yeah. He was he had his sperm frozen, you know, cuz he wanted to still have kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does he have any nephews or
Yeah, I
Anything
think he has
like,
nephews. Yeah.
Well, that will continue for him. So long as it's on his brother's side, he'll be fine with that.
Yeah, it's on his...
Because, you know, our kids look more like our brothers and our sisters than they do us. It happens from time to time.
Yeah. Like,
but, Lori, I'd like to let you know that when you find yourself really worried about anything, that you do have, like, a guardian angel or spirit guide that's working with you, and that I suggest to people to use the symbol of the yellow Volkswagen Beetle as a sign that everything is going to be okay. So when you see the yellow bug, that means that whatever it is that you're worrying about at the time that you see the yellow bug, is going to be okay and for you to move on and think about something else.
Okay.
Yeah, the yellow bug is a hug bug. I have friends who write for primetime television out in California and that they took my yellow bug message and wrote it into two of their shows. I don't know if you watch TV or not. But they write for Grimm and Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, I don't watch TV at all.
You're not alone. I don't watch it really, and nor do many other people. It's more of like you know, if it's on YouTube or someone posts a quick video on Facebook or something. I think cable TV is dying.
Yeah. Who has the time to sit and watch TV?
Yep, I've been talking with ABC because they don't really make their content available on demand. It's like you have to be there when it's broadcasting. I'm like, really? I have such a schedule to where I can't be a slave to the time that you produce your show. Can't you just have it? I can download it and watch it when I want to. I'll sit through the commercials that are in between your spots. But come on, it's a new age.
Yeah. Wow. Do you think that, like, I'll have a lot of trouble with this management company that I'm renting from currently? Or?
Only if you make trouble. Be flexible.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my God, it's just been, it was like a cyclone day. It feels like it was like a cyclone day.
We got that going on here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some people get lost to tornadoes here recently, so it's been crazy.
Oh, wow. It was nice and sunny here for once, finally. Nice.
Are you close to Seattle? I know that's where they have the space.
I'm about an hour and a half.
And all that.
Yeah, I'm about an hour and a half from there.
Okay, is that east or west from there?
South.
South, okay.
Yeah.
So more towards California, I guess.
Yeah, away from the Canadian border. Like,
okay.
Yeah, I'm like in between Seattle and the Canadian border, like to Vancouver.
Okay.
I could be about an hour and a half drive to Vancouver from here.
Glenwood or something, you're near that?
Oh, well, that's about an hour.
Okay.
About an
North
hour
Gate.
Away.
I pulled up a map now that I'm looking at it. Because I was trying to see where the Microsoft headquarters is.
Oh. I don't even know. I never even bothered.
Yeah, Redmond, Washington.
Oh. That's before Seattle.
It's like northeast of Seattle.
Yeah, my friend Dave, he has a house in Northgate, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to sell it. He was going to sell it, you know, to try to get money. I was trying to get him to get one of those electromagnetic machines, you know.
Yeah, the Rife?
Yeah, the Rife for the Room Art. There was one called a Room Art, but I couldn't find that online anymore.
Well, I've heard that having a mega dose of measles, they've recently discovered, is one way of curing some cancers completely.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And I'm wondering if the people who had measles when they were a kid.
Uh huh.
Don't get cancer when they get as an adult.
Oh.
But Lori, I got to let you go. I got another caller coming in.
Okay.
All right,
well,
so hang in there and let's see how things go.
Okay.
I normally have a show on Friday, so if you want to check with me then, I'm Kevin Baird, just so you know.
Yeah,
all right?
I always remember your name.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, well, they hung up. I guess they don't want to talk to me or they were looking to connect with Darren or they don't know what they want. But anyway, I could go ahead and just play some music. I'm not going to keep you unless you had anything else. Have you heard about Diane Arkenstone?
No, I haven't.
I've heard of her. She's a very talented artist and that we've had her as a guest artist on our show from time to time. She does a lot of great music.
Well, I was enjoying that music that you were playing.
Yeah, that was, I think that was Ocean of Stars I was playing, yeah.
That was really pretty.
Yeah.
I haven't been
there. She also has one, it's The Secret Garden, that's very good, too. I can play that one if you want to listen to it. I'll go ahead and hang up with you, and you can continue to listen if you want to.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lori.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. Hang in there.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Hi, this is Kevin. We're sort of waiting for Darren Bouquet and Daniel Michael to call in. Is there something I can help you with while we're waiting?
Kevin?
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Oh, Kevin, I was already on. I was just listening to the show. This is Steve.
Yep, all right. I'm going to just put you back on. Listen then. Hang on. Thanks for listening.
Sure thing.
And then we're going to be listening next to Diane Arkenstone's Secret Garden. Great song.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
You're listening to Main Street Universe, the show and network reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined.
Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day, as we enjoy the earth turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. And blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day as we enjoy the turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. Blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day as we enjoy the eternity. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. And blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day as we enjoy the eternity. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. And blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day as we enjoy the eternal. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us.
sunlight in my growing. So little warm I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Mother, help me. Mother, heal me. Please release me from all things worldly that do not serve me. Mother, love me. Mother, help me. Mother, heal me. From all things worldly that do not serve me. Mother, love me.
When
Mother,
in these tones
me.
I feel
Mother,
the power,
me.
I
please
am reborn
me
as I break
from
these
all things
chains that bind. Floating light as a feather.
Mother,
as I break these chains that bind, I'm gonna
heal me.
Please release me. Bind. I'm gonna break
that do not
chains
me.
That bind. I'm gonna break. These chains that bind, I'm gonna break.
Mother,
these chains that bind, yes,
Mother,
I'll break.
Heal me.
These chains
please
that bind,
release me.
I'm gonna break.
That do not
these chains
me.
That bind, I'm gonna break.
Mother, Mother,
chains
heal me.
Bind. Yes, I
please
will
release me.
Chains that bind.
Now
oh, blessed Mother,
me.
You
Listening to Main Street Universe, the show and network reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined.